Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody here at the UWC Council Radio live on Block Talk Radio? It's your host, Lance Winters, and this is a brand new episode. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a super new episode. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are at season two, episode one. It's kind of like starting over again, but I'm not starting over alone, ladies and gentlemen. I have none other than Miss Sonia on the board. What's up, Sonia?
Try again. How's it going?
Good, good, good. And we also have Robbie Phoenix on the phone. Mr. Robbie Phoenix, how are you doing today?
Good, good. How you all doing, man? Great to see you guys. Happy New Year.
Doing great. Happy New Year. And we also have Louie over here. He's coming back up strong. How you doing, boss man? Holding it up?
Hey, everybody. Nice to be back on the show this 2024. Hope to be with you guys for a much longer time than last year. And Happy New Year's. Happy holidays to everybody.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is a new year, new us, same council. You know, there's some things going on with all of us. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, we have a birthday shout-out over here. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Robbie Phoenix's birthday. So if you guys are listening right now, we're all going to sing happy birthday to Robbie. You guys ready? In three, two, one. Happy birthday,
happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you.
That was butchered.
Thank you, Council. Yeah,
thank you.
For audio lag. We'll never do that again.
Thank you.
That was like three different times.
I'm feeling great, man. Thank you, guys. How are you guys feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great, man. It's the second day of the first month of the new year. Can't complain. How about you, Louie? How are you feeling, man? I'm really want to check in with you and your health.
I'm doing better. I did change my medicine a bunch of times, and you know, just trying to get better, getting out there. Walking more, getting more fitting on my leg, getting stronger in my arms and upper body because that's what's carrying me around. But, you know, all in all, my health is getting better. My blood pressure is getting back to normal. My chest pains are gone. I get one here and there, but that's only when it's cold. But you know what? Having a heart attack, it hits you very hard. And you have to make some adjustments in your life. But, you know, thanks to my wife, I'm getting there slowly but surely.
I'm very happy to hear that, man. You know, now I'm concerned. I got to check in with you every 3 days and make sure you're all right. Last thing I want to hear is you're in the hospital again, you know, or somewhere worse. So continue to keep up that new work continue to keep up the good work, changing your habits, switching things up a bit. So on top of that, just to ask, do you have a New Year's resolution this year? It doesn't have to involve this.
My New Year's resolution, yes. Learn how to walk again normally and get back in that ring. Work out. That's my goal for this
year.
That
sounds awesome. That sounds definitely doable. We're right here behind you, coaching you and pushing you along every step of the way, okay?
Yeah, thank you, brother. Also, one more goal for me is to be next to you doing the color commentary. We still have
Right next to me on commentary is a good place to be, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, your boy Lance Winters goes crazy on the mic. I would love to have you on with me. We got to find a show this summer, this spring. I say summer because I still feel like it's far away from spring, but spring is closer than summer, so we'll definitely have to link up, and I'll get you right there on that commentary. But do you have a nice suit? Always wear suits.
Oh, man, I have a collection of suits, man. Which one do you want, the Dolce & Gabbana, the Gucci, or the Versace?
Oh my God, this guy's going to upstage me on his first day. You know what, never mind, let's not do this. I'm just kidding. I'm going to have you on with me. We're going to have a good time. I don't know why. It's like always like wearing suits when I do commentary. I know people don't see you as you're commentating when they're watching the videos back, when they're live in person, but I just feel like it's a nice upset. I saw somebody once in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. I'm not going to say who, but I was like, dang, I never want to look like that and try to be professional.
I've seen you on your suit, man. You look tip-top, man. You know what? The people that are listening at home might not see you, but the ones who come live in the show, you know, they approach you and they even ask you for pictures, you know?
Of course. And I can't be sitting there with cargo shorts on and a UWC shirt and be like, oh, I'm a professional. What am I, Peter? Anyways, so Sonia.
You got to call me out like that. They told me to come comfortable.
Hey, come comfortable, but look professional, you know what I'm saying? Sonia, real quick, do you have any New Year's resolutions you got planned this year?
Yeah, I actually plan on going back to school.
Well, I thought you were going to say back on vacation. I was like, slow it down, girl. What are you going to go to school for?
I wanted to get into internet security.
Ooh, okay.
Yep. So
I'm pretty sure that's
going to
fall in place. What are you going to do with that? You're going to start trolling the internet? You're going to start locking up trolls and
I'm gonna be
throw
like
the band hammer at people?
I'm gonna learn all the security so I could turn into like those, you know, that anonymous person? Something like that.
Oh, my gosh. The next NXT Anonymous, the UWC Anonymous. We're going to know it's you now, but hopefully I don't remember in the next 4 or 5 months when it comes to work. But no, I'm very proud of you. I hope you achieve those goals. Me? What are you talking about me? I'm trying to ask Robbie what his New Year's resolutions are this year. Robbie, what do you have in store?
I really don't do the New Year's resolution thing. I just want to continue to be healthy and continue to do what I do for as long as I can.
Okay. Very honest answer. And that's why I waited till the end because I was kind of like on the same boat. I don't really believe in resolutions. Like, I'm going to wait till January to start something. For example, in August, I decided to get sober and, you know, just not drinking, smoking cigarettes, all that stuff. And if I waited till January, I wouldn't be 4 months clean right now. So I kind of feel you on that. But for the other two that have New Year's resolutions, I guess I'll have to pick a resolution so I fit in, you know. My resolution this year is to get out of California. I want to work in a different state, see where that takes me. I know that's like it's like a whole new world when you go travel for work. So I'd like to do that this year, whether it's in Nevada, Arizona, Washington, maybe even Texas, you know. So I'll put that on my wrestling resolutions.
Nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the school one is a resolution. It's just I didn't wait till January. That's when I have to sign up, though, for spring semester.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
And Louise,
I
don't want to start walking. I want to wait till January, too, right?
Yeah. I was like, man, I'll treat it like once if it's around the same time, though.
Well, you better keep us up to date. Yeah, it was very good. You got to show us those report cards so you can get a free meal with us at Lucille's, you know what I mean? If you show us those straight A's, you get a meal on us.
Oh, I'm definitely going to have straight A's.
No going to ditching parties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we're going to be there for your graduation. We're going to be acting up like a fool. You're going to see, like, the four of us just sitting there with signs like we're in a fucking wrestling show, you know, with Sonya's name blasted all over it. You better get ready for that.
What? I'm going to be sneaking out the back when these guys are thinking they're calling my name. Just kidding.
Take up your diploma after class or something. Yeah, I see what you are, you little funny girl.
We're gonna have
well,
a couple
we have an
of
amazing show tonight. What was that? Sorry.
She's gonna have a couple bodyguards. We're gonna take turns with Robbie, you, and myself. Make sure she's inside.
Well, we're just gonna get some wild Samoans. They're gonna trap her and keep her on stage as long as we can. They're gonna block both stairways, so she has to just stand there and wait for an awkward 20 seconds as we chant her name.
I hate attention like that. I'm like one of those, like, you know, just blend this in the background. blending in.
Well, if you want a golf clap, you're not going to get it from us. I'll tell you that right now. So sorry to burst your little bubble. But we have an amazing show tonight, guys. You don't want to miss this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, stay tuned. We have a special guest coming in. At the quarter of the hour, we have J-Rod. I've been posting about her. We've been trying to have her on for quite some time. She's a busy gal. She'll talk to us about that a little later. Also, we're going to have catching up time with NXT. And tonight's actually New Year's Evil, so we're going to have some quick predictions. You know how the family does. We like to go left, go right, and then butt heads and see what happens next week. So we're going to have that on. And then we're going to talk about some controversial news. I don't know, a lot of things are going on in the wrestling world, but before we get to all that, if you don't mind, Louie, could you plug us with the merch, designs, the stickers, the gimmicks with the logos on it? Tell us everything about what you're doing and what Little Green Dress Boutique is up to.
Well, right now I have a new design program that I'm working with. We're working on logos, name logos. We're working with a lot of new merchandise. We're making coffee cups, mugs, beer cups, shirts, sweatpants, hoodies, you name it, we can do it. If you don't have a logo, I can definitely make one for you. You just have to give me an idea of what you would like to do, and I'll make it happen. Any dream, I can make it come true, you know?
Where can the people find you if they want to inquire? Because you know we got international fans. They don't just walk up to you and say, hey, I'm from Finland. I want this and that. How can people find you online?
I do ship all over the world. And you guys can find me at Luis_Ordonez78 on Instagram. Or you can reach me out at 323-675-7793, and I will personally take your call. Not my wife, not my receptionist. I myself would attend to your needs and answer that phone call.
You heard it here from the man, ladies and gentlemen. You get direct to the man himself. He will give you all your design needs. He will make you design if you need it. Like you said, slap it on a cup, slap it on a shirt, slap it on knee pads if you need to. Some people need to get their clothes up today, and I'm not going to jump into that because it's only January. I can't roast anybody yet. But if you need any of these things, any of these goods, any of these services, hit up Luis. Also, check out Little Green Dress Boutique on Instagram. Ain't that right?
Little Green Dress Boutique has everything that a woman needs to look beautiful, from makeup, accessories, sports clothing. You name it, we have it, and if we don't have it, we'll get it for you. You can find Little Green Dress Boutique on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just Google Little Green Dress Boutique, and all our social media stats will come out on that.
You see, that's why I like the double plug, because you got yourself doing the merch designs, the stickers, the gear, the clothes, the cups. And then you have the Little Green Dress Boutique, which is for the ladies. You know, every wrestler's got a girl, you know. And that girl comes out to a show, and she's got to look fine as ever, you know. You know how all those girls look? They all like to match their hair to their clothes, to their makeup. And you can get all that with Luis, whether it's through him directly or through Little Green Dress Boutique. So you're really doing a service out to the business, you know, making sure everybody comes out looking fly and fresh to our live events and our next live event. Will be this July, but I'll talk about that a little more later. But ladies and gentlemen, before we go to commercial break, if you're listening right now, make sure to check out UWC, United Wrestling Council. They're on Facebook, Instagram, and I believe TikTok now. So jump on top of that, and we'll be right back. Oh, my God. Hey, actually, I got to go to the bathroom. You guys, let's go to commercial break, and then Louis, take over till I get back. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, good. Oh, boy.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
All right, everybody, we're back from the commercial. Lance is still dropping some friends off at the pool, so we're going to be calling her again. J-Rod now.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
J-Rod.
Hi.
It's Florida. You're here with the United Wrestling Council podcast. I have my co-host,
yes.
Louise. And Robbie Phoenix.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Miss. Hello, Miss J-Rod. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
And to you.
Happy New Year.
How's 20?
Yes, Happy New Year.
How's 2024 treating you so far?
It's treating me wonderful. I'm actually about to start training after I get done with the podcast for wrestling.
Nice.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about your training.
Tell us a little about training.
Yes.
So I am actually a student at Knox Pro Academy with the trainers Rikishi and Reno on Hawaii with the Samoan Dynasty. So training tonight. At the Domain in Van Nuys, California, and it's pretty hardcore. The Samoans are no joke, so they want to teach you the fundamentals and just how to break any bad habits that anyone may have and kind of just teach psychology and, like I said, fundamentals and that sort of thing. So it's very nitty-gritty and as you would kind of expect from the Samoan dynasty.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, I feel like that's where they, you need to do is like to get those little nitty gritty parts to make it more fine. Like your craft, make to find your, finally tune your craft.
Yep.
If you get what I'm saying. I also wanted to ask you what, who inspired you to become a wrestler?
So to be honest, I didn't necessarily grow up wanting to be a wrestler, but I knew that I wanted to kind of do more with my life, but I, like, really prayed hard and really just went all in everything that I did, and I was, I guess, the ultimate athlete in high school. I did volleyball, softball, cheer, track. I did gymnastics. When I got into college, I did more bodybuilding and CrossFit and mixed martial arts, and I graduated college still not necessarily knowing what I wanted to do or what I could put all my gifts and abilities towards, and I found professional wrestling a little bit later, but I was like, this is it. This is exactly what I feel like my calling and purpose is. So with my background and even my degree in marketing, and then that business mindset as well. So I was like, what can I, and then I also love kids and being a mentor to kids and that sort of thing. So I was like, what can I do that literally implements all of this stuff and will allow me to, like, be my best self, but also continue to grow and develop and become, like, the best version of me. So that's kind of what led me to professional wrestling.
That sounds cool. I mean, everything is, like, everything that you just said that you did is, like, perfect to be a wrestler, too. You need to market yourself, the training, and then your athletic abilities. And, yeah, that's awesome. Like, you're the total package.
That's what I'm pitching. That's my promo. Total package.
That's right. Robbie, do you have any questions?
No, I mean, yeah, that was a great question, and that was actually a great answer. You know, a lot of times I ask my students the same thing, like, why do you want to be a pro wrestler? And they're thinking, oh, I've been wanting to do this since I was a kid. Your answer was a real answer and an honest answer, and I liked it.
I know. It gives me a little bit of heat, not growing up a fan a little bit, but I feel like I did a lot of research and kind of looked into the history of professional wrestling and watched a lot of film and the old school stuff too. So I'm pretty caught up with, you know, people that have grown up doing it or being a fan. I feel like I've watched enough film and wrestle enough now that I'm like.
So you basically, you came in.
Wrestling cred. Yep, student of the game, always.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. I love that part of when students come in and they're become just a student of the game. That's kind of what I did many years ago. I was a fan, but when I got into it, I just became a student of everything. And that's cool.
Luis, do you have any questions?
Yes, J-Rod, what is your motivation to keep going?
What is my motivation to keep going?
Yes.
I would say just my inability to quit. I don't stop until I get what I'm coming for, you know, so I'm very headstrong when it comes to perseverance and don't take no for an answer, as they say, and they say no plan B. So I'm all in, and that's what kind of motivates me. I'm going to get there no matter what it takes.
And what is it? What is there? What do you see when you get there?
What is there? I mean, the ultimate goal for me right now would be WWE, but, you know, once you make one really big, you can never have a glass ceiling for yourself. So, I could be the next female Rock, you know, so I want to be bigger than life, and I want to create kind of a brand for myself and then even do more from there. So I would love to absolutely, like, make it to the WWE and be at that level with wrestling, and then hopefully even more from even there. So there's never really an end goal, but I just strive for the stars.
I think you could do it.
Big.
Out
you.
Of all the girls that I've met so far, I think you, I don't know, you left me with the most, like, I think this girl's going to do it, you know?
Wow. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you. It takes people like you supporting me, too, because, hey, girl power, you know?
Yes, of course. That's one of the reasons I want to get more girls on this podcast, too. So I was happy to meet you.
Yeah, it's still a male-dominated sport, but there are, I mean, they're starting to do women's rumbles, and now they have women's title belts and tag team titles and stuff like that. So it's definitely becoming more prominent.
I hear
women.
A lot of people saying now, like, oh, well, the guys wasn't that girl good that this time, but have you seen the girls? I've been hearing that a lot lately.
Exactly. I know. I've actually been a part in 2023, a few promotions, Dreamwave in Chicago, Illinois. There's also been a few promotions out here that first time ever women's, like, shows. So a lot of these promotions are kind of picking that up. Like, okay, these, we're wanting to see women now, not only men. I mean, I like intergender matches, too. I like showing the guys, like, look, this girl can even go with the guys. So, but, yeah, no, it's fun, and I know that now that there's kind of a spotlight on women, I really want to step up my game and show the world what us women can do.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
Lance, are you there? My other co-host.
Oh, hello. Can you guys hear me?
There
hello. Sorry about that, guys. I had a problem with my Wi-Fi signal. I was under a hill or something. Hey, J-Rod, how's it going? It's Lance Winters here with UWC Radio live on Blog Talk.
Hello.
I've been listening in a little bit in and out. I have a couple questions for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about the Ultimate Podcast? We were going to have you on a couple weeks ago, and then you had your own little podcast. I listened in on it, but for the people who don't know, can you explain what you talk about on that show?
Yes. So I actually, part of me wanting to become a superstar in that sense, I need to get better at talking in front of people and a camera and that sort of thing. So less than a couple weeks ago, I started my very own podcast, The Ultimate Podcast, with me, J-Rod, and my co-host, Frankie Bagadocio, and he actually does music and production and that sort of thing. So I was like, let's bring kind of our worlds together and create a podcast that is centered around professional wrestling, but then also like fitness and other topics to kind of just get better at, you know, talking in front of a camera, not saying as much, not being as shy in front of a camera, just kind of working on also character development and becoming just a all-around better person. So, yeah, just kind of the Ultimate Podcast is new, and we're about to drop our second episode this week.
Oh, perfect. I will definitely have to tune in. I will tell you one thing. One of
yes,
the hardest things
do.
About doing live podcasting or live anything, for me, at least, was using like. I would be like, you know, like, so how do you like this, like, and from what I've heard so far, you haven't fallen into that trap, you know. I know it's very hard talking to your friends versus talking in front of the camera, so keep up the good work. That's something I don't see a lot in wrestlers, like, yeah, they can cut promos, but can you talk to me for 15 minutes live on the air to an international fan base? And you've just been killing it, girl, so I just want to shout you out for that and keep it going, because mixing the medias, whether it's wrestling and music, fitness, that's all going to help elevate you to that superstar level that I know you can be. So keep up the good work. I love the ingenuity into 2024, starting off with the Ultimate Podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. I'm like still hesitant on people listening, because I'm like, hey, I have all the ums and all the, you know, when you first start something, that beginning stuff, you know, so I'm like at that stage where I want people to listen, but I'm also like, hey, this is my first few episodes, you know, we're trying to work out, iron out the creases and crevices.
Oh, trust me. I don't want to look back at my Bullies on Live 2017 podcast because very cringeworthy, always looking down at my notes, you know, like not learning how to do it off the fly. So don't go on YouTube and look up those podcasts, because those were a nightmare. Now today I feel a little more confident, and it's going to come in time, okay? So don't worry about the small hiccups. You're going to look back at that and laugh and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe. Because at least from my
Thank
personal
you.
Experience,
you're giving
five
me
years
hope.
Ago,
you're giving me hope for
yeah,
sure.
No problem, of course. 5 years ago, I look back at that, and I'm like, wow, I thought I was the superstar. I thought I was the man. And then I actually watch it, I'm like, oh, man, can we skip this segment? Can we skip this episode? You're only going to get better, okay? So it's just like wrestling. You just got to practice it, and you'll be more comfortable. And then, you know, like I said, even live appearances, everything you're doing not only elevates your brand, but it motivates other women, other young girls, you know? Even people aren't in the business. They look up to you and be like, wow, you look so strong and confident on the mic. I can speak up, too, and not have to worry about being shy or with the ums and whatnot. So I really do want to, you know, give you praise for that, because, like I said earlier, not that many people I know are currently wrestling and they're doing media like this on the side. So I just think it's awesome.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the encouragement. Yeah, we got to start somewhere, you know.
Yeah, and all you can do is laugh and look back at it and be like, oh, man, I thought I was the bomb back then, but look at me now. Then your confidence goes up again. So it's a constant battle with yourself. Don't ever let the other people – don't let the comments get to you, because I think you have great potential with this Ultimate Podcast, and I'd love to see more. I can't wait for episode 2.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, back to the wrestling now. Sorry, I had to glam out about that for a minute. you're currently a women's champion in 2 companies. Can you talk about the companies you're working with right now, holding those belts, to the international fans who may not be with us right now?
Yes. So I'm currently the Venue Wrestling Entertainment champion, whose promotion is ran by Little Cholo. And he did Lucha Underground and really prominent over 20 years experience in the lucha world. And then I'm the Arizona Wrestling Federation Women's Champion. So one of the very first independent promotions that I've ever worked for was AWF in Arizona. And now I'm finally a champion for them. So technically my rookie year this last year, my first whole year of independent wrestling, I was able to kind of put myself out there and send my wrestling resume and try to get just matches under my belt, and they call them reps, try to just get more wrestling matches and experience. Like you said, with podcasting, it's more like you got to start somewhere. So even looking back at my first matches about a year ago, I'm like, oh gosh, like I've come a long way even since then. So I'm looking forward to 2024 and hopefully collecting more belts, you know.
I love to hear it. You're a champion not only in California, but out of your own state, Arizona. That's, again, something that most wrestlers don't do, not even in the first year, the first 2 years, et cetera, you know. So I'm very proud to hear you holding it down for Arizona as well as VWE here in Orange County.
Let's go.
So you have these belts. You have these belts. You know who you're going to defend against next? I mean, there's got to be somebody waiting to try to snag that from you.
Yeah, so the Venue Wrestling Entertainment next match is on January 20th, and I'll be facing Brittany Brooks. She's currently a title holder at a few promotions as well, so and she's a little athlete. I know she's coming up in the scene, so I'm looking forward to holding down my belt against her. And then in Arizona, I just faced Daniela Camilla, who was in NXT as Vanessa Bourne. And they have been booking me against some really good, top talented ladies. So I'm looking forward to kind of seeing who they have me up against next.
Awesome. And the way you say it, you have no fear, and whoever they put you up against, you'll go up against former NXT talents. You'll go up against multi-belt women that are coming up in the same time as you. And you're really going to show them that you're the ultimate athlete. Am I right?
You already know. You already know.
Any more questions from our host or from our host? There you go. See, there you go. I'm going to regret that in 3 years. But any more questions from our panel over here?
Hey, I'm learning how to question people and all this stuff, even from getting a podcast done from you guys. Thanks.
Our hardest thing was not cutting or like talking over each other.
Yes, that's the hardest part. I feel like
we're all learning from our mistakes. We on our first shows, we used to do that all the time. Like, we wouldn't wait for the other person to finish their question or their, you know, their sentence. But we're learning. It's a learning process, and I'm pretty sure you're going to do well.
What about when it's quiet too long and somebody tries to jump in and everybody does at the same time?
Yeah. We do that a lot.
Yeah. What is the deal?
J-Rod, you mentioned WWE and NXT. Is there a favorite superstar in the current roster or current different wrestling companies that you have now?
Yes. So I'm definitely looking at the women's roster as far as, like, future competitors and who I think that we would have really awesome dream matches with. But also, my favorite superstars from wrestling are The Rock, John Cena, Beth Phoenix. I love the Bella Twins. I love just people that can go in there and make an impact and do more than kind of like what I said, be kind of that larger-than-life character and then also carry that into the real world as well. So I just like those professional wrestlers as far as like favorites in WWE. But right now, too, I would love to face Rhea Ripley, Raquel Gonzalez. I would love to face Charlotte Flair. Bianca Belair is one of my favorites. So just seeing their talented roster and these big girls, I'm like, heck yeah, I want to face these girls. And like you said, I'm fearless. There's not anyone that I don't think I can handle. So I really want to get in there and have these dream ultimate matches one day.
Wow, you're calling all the big dogs out there. So if they're listening, you're ready for them. One more question that I have right here on my little white paper. Is there a favorite match in your career that you can talk about whenever you're talking wrestling?
Okay, so like I said, I'm still kind of newish, so I'm starting to kind of get those more reputable matches. But one of my favorites this year was actually against a girl named Danny B. She does a lot of Ring of Honor matches, and she was trained by one of the Hall of Famers as well down in Texas, Booker T. And so I'm like, honestly, like that match, like she's a very giving wrestler, and I feel that I am as well. So when we just had a match that we both kind of gave within the match and then both being trained by Hall of Famers, it was really cool to kind of have that experience this year. That was really neat. And she's also a very talented up-and-coming wrestler in the industry as well.
Okay. Can you please share one of your favorite childhood wrestling memories, if you have any?
Okay, so I didn't necessarily grow up a fan, like I said, so I don't have one that sticks out to me as a child, but I'm trying to think of how I can creatively answer this question. No, I don't really have one, I guess. I don't know.
Mics are coming for you. It's okay. Turn off the comment section.
I know. I honestly came into it as an adult, so I had to do a lot of research and just did the whole coming into it late in the game. I do get a lot of heat, like you just said, from people that grew up wrestling and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, but the difference is they had a dream about it. They had a childhood dream. They wanted to be a wrestler. 20 years later, they're carrying replica belts, booing you at your show. You actually decided what you wanted to do. You did the research and put in the work, and now look at you. You're the ultimate athlete, and none of these marks or whatever you want to call them can say nothing about you and take it away from you. You know that?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you're actually saying,
See, there we go again. You're actually doing a lot more than, a man in the wrestling world. You're doing it as a woman and putting women on top, and I thank you for that, because you give a different representation of what an athlete can do, not just a man athlete, but a woman athlete.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I do think it's important, especially for young women, to see those role models that have that strong athletic, but also meaningful and impactful. And I want to be someone good in that sense that they can look up to for that. So thank you. That means a lot.
Thank you. You're a mentor to a lot of little girls, other women wrestlers. Do you have, or who is your mentor or person that has been there for you through your wrestling career?
I feel like I have a I've created a family at Knox Pro Academy with Rikishi and Reno on Hawaii. I moved after I graduated college from Alabama. I'm originally from Ohio, so I moved across the country. That's another thing people say, like when you make it, like it takes a lot of sacrifice and you have to be away from family and you have to, and I'm like, I'm already kind of away from family already as it is. So it's one of those things. You do have to find support in the people around you. And I've been really blessed to call Knox Pro Academy home and family. And then also Little Cholos that I mentioned that I have their current champion. He's been someone in the industry that's really helped me a lot. And so just having people support and encouragement in that way, my family being long distance, even though they are far away, they definitely are super supportive and loving, and I can call them and vent anytime. But they know my mentality. I don't give up, and I'm not willing to quit. So I'm just going to – they know, hey, this is me venting, but it'll all be good the next day or a couple hours later.
Nice. You always have to have somebody that, you know, you can call 24/7 and, you know, be there for you, you know. Myself, I have my wife, and other than my wife, I have Lance that – it's always checking up on me and seeing that, you know, how am I doing, how is my family, and if I need anything. And it's good to always, always, always have somebody that you can talk to about anything, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, I do have that. And my boyfriend, too, I met through wrestling, and he's also been a really great support in that way, too. So I definitely agree.
Your New Year's resolution, what do you have, or what are your goals for 2024?
All right, like I said, dream big. These goals are pretty big. Ultimately, I want to, of course, be in the WWE. So if that happened in 2024, God-given, that would be amazing. But some goals, even just wrestling in other countries. I have my first booking in Canada in February. I'm in Vancouver. I would love to go to Japan. I trained last year a little bit at the New Japan LA Dojo that they just created for the New Japan Pro Wrestling brand. So I would love to do something with them and maybe even work overseas in that way. I would love to go to the UK. I've never been to Hawaii, so if there are any promotions in Hawaii, hit me up. but yeah, just continue staying fit and keeping my meal prep and keeping up my fitness routine and just stay consistent and make it happen this year. This is going to be my year, 2024, baby.
I love to hear that. That's awesome. We have two more questions. You know, I know you're going to go off to training right now, but I don't want to hold you too long, but I just have two more questions for you. One, for our fans who are listening to you internationally, and this may be the first time we've been hearing of you, where can they find you on social media?
So you can find me on Instagram, JSRODEN. And then on Twitter, or X, I think they call it now, it's JRod Pro Wrestle. And then I am on TikTok. I need to get better at uploading TikTok videos and stuff, but maybe with some podcast content now that I have that going. So look for me on TikTok, and hopefully I'll get some more videos uploaded to that. Got to get better at doing that as well. And you can find me at JS Roden on there.
Awesome. Everybody, make sure you check her out. And one last question. Okay, right now it's just you. You're in the booth right now. You can say something to your future self. We're going to play this back in a year. What would you tell yourself? What would you tell your future self?
I would tell my future self, don't sweat it. Keep going. So just don't. If it doesn't matter in 5 years or 5 days or 5 months, it shouldn't matter now. So I just got to just keep going. Like I said, I just want to tell my future self, like, keep
keep your attitude and stay positive and just keep going.
Perfect. What a sweet message. I'll replay that for you in 3 years, see how that goes. I'm pretty sure you're going to have nothing but success. Thank you, J-Rod, the ultimate athlete, for joining us here tonight. I will make sure to check out BWE January 20th to see you in your next title defense.
Thank you. Please do. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good one.
Oh, it better be. I'm going to get a refund. I'm going to talk to Charlotte. I'm just teasing. You're the women's champ. You're holding it down over there. I can't wait to see you slam and smash that girl. You got this, all right?
We got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So have fun in training. We're going to let you go. But other than that, hope you have a great night and a great new year in 2024.
Thank you. Thank you again. Thanks for having me, and I hope that you guys have a great, wonderful 2024, and let's make our dreams come true.
Yes, you
Sounds
too.
Like a plan.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I'm going to play the commercial.
And we'll be right back with more UWC Radio.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Paul's Photo is the great place to get your photography needs, whether it's cameras, whether it's photographs, whether you want to digitize your grandma's yearbook albums. Go over to Paul's Photos. They'll take care of you with everything you need. We just had an amazing guest, J-Rod, here. Our first guest of the year, Ms. J-Rod, jumping into the second quarter and a little bit into the third. But that's all right, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the bottom of the fourth right now. I have Robbie Phoenix. I have Louie with me. Miss Sonia has stepped away right now. She's exhausted. She's been working too hard this year. It's only been 2 days. But that's all right because we're on the road to New Year's Evil. Robbie, are you excited for New Year's Evil? Are you going to be watching that later tonight?
I am. I'm interested to see these matches and what how they put their show on, you know? It's always interesting when they have these title shows.
Luis, what about you? Is there any match you're excited for specifically before we go over the card?
You know what? I'm excited to see LW, Joaquin Wilde, and Cruz El Toro versus Quarter Catch Crew, Gulak, Bone, and Kent. It's two against three, so I'm hoping and I'm crossing my fingers that, you know, somebody else pops out, you know, whether it's Ray, whether it's Carlito, or another Latino superstar, you know. I'm just crossing my fingers for that to happen.
Hey, if you didn't go heel, this would be a great time for Santos Escobar to come back. The Fantasma de Legado was, like, legendary at NXT. They had a sick run, but it's LWO, so maybe we'll have Selena Vega, who knows. But that's actually the first card on – that's the first match on the card, so I'm guessing you're going with LWO. What about you, Robbie?
I don't know. Like, I don't think I really have an opinion on this match. I mean, I do want to see it, but I don't have an opinion on who I want to win or who I think I should win. I just want to see how this – everything develops with what's going on right now.
Okay, so that's one for LWO, one undecided. I'm going to go one for the No Quarter Catch Crew because, to be honest, that's their stomping grounds. They're the NXT people right now. We can't be having those SmackDown superstars come on down and show us how to Dougie, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put my vote on the Quarter Catch Crew with Gulak, Bourne, and Kemp. Next up, we have Ariana Grace versus Roxanne Perez. Now, Ariana Grace has been doing nothing but being a little sweetheart in the back. Roxanne Perez is a little spicy. She's been losing lately. She's been smacking Ariana in the face. Ariana went to management, said, you should suspend her. And management said, we're actually going to put you guys in a match together next week. So, Robbie, who do you think is going to come out with this one?
I'm going to have to go with Ariana Grace.
Good choice, good choice. Lee, what about yourself?
I went with Roxanne Perez last time, and I wasn't much excited about that match. It didn't go as I wanted to go, so I think I'm going to give Ariana Grace a chance for this one.
And we have our first full sweep, ladies and gentlemen. Ariana Grace is going to defeat Roxanne Perez, according to the UWC Council. I love it when we work together. Next up is a pretty tricky match. We have Tiffany Stratton versus Fallon Henley. We all know the beef that's been going on since this summer, back and forth. They just don't like each other. Maybe because they're both blonde, who knows. But the condition of this match is the loser becomes a servant to the winner. And I'm not sure how long the duration is. I don't know if it's going to be an episode or if it's going to be like a new storyline. But who would you want to see winning this one, Robbie?
I want to say I'm Finley, but I don't think she is. I want to say that, and I wanted to, but I just don't think it's going to happen tonight.
I agree. It's one of those childlike, before you know what the business is about, you're just like, I'm rooting for my favorite, but I don't know if my favorite's going to pull through.
Exactly.
I'll go with you on this one, Lance. I think I'm going to go with you, bro. I think Tiffany Stratton is going to take this one.
Okay, okay.
Now,
see, the kid in me wants Fallon Henley to win, so Tiffany Stratton can be all dressed up as a little servant girl. But the adult wrestling podcast man that I am right now would like to say Tiffany Stratton's going to pull up the win, have Fallon Henley become her servant, and maybe that'll progress to a new story. We saw last week that they all broke up, Josh Briggs, and, you know, they all had not a falling out, but they just mutually agreed to split up. So maybe this was part of Fallon Henley's next chapter is being the servant to Tiffany Stratton. But I don't want to overthink too much. Next up, we have the men's breakout championship. We didn't even get to talk about it, but we're already here at the finals. We have representing Chase U, Riley Osborne, versus Olympic heavyweight or power weight lifter, whatever you like to call it. I apologize me on that. Oba Femi. Now, it's a big case of David versus Goliath, Rey Mysterio versus Great Khali vibes I'm getting off this. So what do you think, Robbie, between these two? Who do you think is going to be the men's breakout champion?
Man, same thing. Part of me wants to say Osborne because they kind of got a storyline going with him. They're also starting to push this other guy. So I don't know.
Okay, that's fair. What do you think, Louie?
I really haven't seen Oba Femi in action. He's only had a couple matches on. I've seen Riley Osborne with the Chase University. I think I'm going to go for Riley.
Okay, okay. So hear me out. It's not that bad. But I think Oba Femi is going to be your new breakout men's champion just because of the fact he's so big. He's so stacked. He's so ridiculously packed in all those muscles that there'd be no way Riley Osborne can win. And I'm fine seeing Riley Osborne being a loser and Chase U. Chase U's full of losers. I mean, they can't keep the tag belt. They can't keep the women's tag belt. Nothing's happening for him, so I don't mind him. He can still be part of the show, but I think Oba Femi's going to get that big push that's needed to get his character going in the right direction. That's just me. And our semi-main event. Yeah, get him more matches, get more exposure, see this beast really develop as the next Dijak, the next Bron Breakker. I can see him being one of the next big threats in NXT.
Just imagine a match with Oba and Omos. Or have them as a tag team partners, you know? Jesus.
Yeah, that'd be a powerhouse. Everyone knows that Omos is a free agent currently, so he can travel between any of the three brands. That could definitely line up, and that would be good to have an MVP back up Obafemi in his beginning days training. We're not training, but growing into the business, climbing that company ladder.
I would love to see that.
Our semi-main event is for the NXT Women's Championship. We have Lyra Valkyria versus Blair Davenport. Now, Blair, she wasn't somebody that we all voted for in the last episode saying, oh, who do you think is going to win the Iron Survivors match? But she ended up pulling out the win. And, Robbie, what do you think is going to happen tonight when they face off for the first time ever? They're both from UK. They both are on NXT UK. They never had a match together. This is going to be their first time ever. Who you got? What you got?
I think it's going to be a great match. It's going to be one of the best matches of the night. But I'm going to have to say that Kyrie's going to retain the title tonight.
Okay, that's fair. What about you, Louie? What are you thinking?
An action-packed match with Blair Davenport and Lyra Valkyria. I think, you know, she just got the title from Becky. And, you know, I'm rooting for Lyra. I think she's going to retain the title.
Okay. I see you there. I see what you got there. I see what you got going on there. When it comes to my decision, I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. I'm not going to underlook this superstar thinking she's not developed and she's not ready. Anything can happen in this business. So I'll put my money on Blair Davenport tonight. We get a new women's champ. And I think it's the same thing that I think it was either J-Rod or Sonya said about how lately these women's main events are starting to sound a little bit better than these men's main events. But that leads us to our main event tonight, which will be Ilya Dragunov versus Trick Williams for the NXT Championship. What do you think, Robbie?
This is going to be what we call in the business a banger.
Yeah.
I think Dragunov's going to retain his title tonight as well.
Okay, that's one for Dragunov. What about you, Louie?
It's pretty hard. I mean, Trick Williams is one of my favorite NXT superstars. Ilja is one of my hard knock, you know, wrestlers. But due to his injury, I'm not sure if he's going to be able to do the 110% that he always does. I'm in the middle on this one. I call it 50-50.
Okay. One for Dragunov, one in the middle. I'm going to go with what I was going to say from the very beginning. I'm going to turn off my adult brain. I'm going to turn on my kid brain. And my kid brain's going to say, whoop that Trick. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put Trick Williams up there. I can see it. Trick Williams winning just because maybe Dragunov's injured, maybe because this, that, or the other. And I think that's going to really kick off Carmelo Hayes and set off a whole new direction. But, you know, I guess I got the kid brain on, so I'm just going for who I want. And that's going to be Trick Williams. But we'll find out next week, right, guys? Same time,
exactly.
Today. Okay, we got a couple minutes left. Let's run through some general news. Did you guys hear about the Velveteen Dream apology that was posted today?
No, what's this?
I was reading about it, and he was apologizing to Triple H. He was apologizing to Shawn Michaels about something that happened. Maybe you can tell us more about it, Les.
Yeah, so this guy was probably one of the coolest beans in the park, not a racial slur, and, you know, he was really running things in NXT, and then he got caught doing something with people that aren't 18, and he got caught, and that was, like, before the pandemic happened, so that was about 3 or 4 years ago. And today, he comes out all of a sudden apologizing. But like Louis said, he's apologizing to Triple H. He's apologizing to Shawn Michaels. He's apologizing to everybody but the people he hurt and the people he abused and took advantage of. So everyone's just blowing memes at this guy, telling him to go back under that rock and go hide, because people that do that kind of stuff, I don't think they get second chances. They don't get second chances in the indies, so I don't think they're going to get a second chance here at the Big Shot. It was something that was never followed up on, but once the allegations were out, he got released, and we haven't heard him in 3 years. And today he comes back with an apology, like I said, to Triple H and Shawn Michaels and management, not to the fans that he broke their hearts, not to the people he hurt. So that was a new NXT Velveteen Dream apology. And it sounded very flat, too. It was like, oh, I'm sorry, Triple H. I'm sorry. It's my heartfelt apology. This is all I got for you. Maybe you guys can check it out after the show and let me know what you think. But also coming in, last night, Nia Jax beat Becky Lynch. Do you know what that means? That means Nia Jax beat all four horsewomen, man. She's on top.
What
can stop her? No, she does deserve it, man. I mean,
if anyone would be able to do it, it would be Nia.
Yes, and that's a powerhouse of a push right there. Who knows? Mommy better keep her face safe because that splash is coming for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one last thing. I don't know. We don't really talk about this much. We're more of the WWE side. But did you guys see that the devil was unmasked in AEW?
I didn't see it live, but I did see it. I think that was unexpected, brother, because I never expected Cole to be the masked devil, you know. I thought it was going to be somebody else, maybe Hangman Page or even Hook, you know, but never in my mind did it cross that it would be Cole.
Yeah, I feel like it was supposed to be somebody else. But they're just like, oh, he signed the WWE, so I guess we can't use him. So I guess we'll just have to use Adam Cole. Because it would have been cool if it was CM Punk. That would have been perfect, playing off him being suspended, not working for a bunch, and then all of a sudden this whole devil gimmick comes up and it's him. But seeing Adam Page is kind of like, meh, kind of made me feel sad in the pants, you know what I'm saying? Not too excited for that unmasking. But other than that, it's just another week in wrestling, am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Alrighty, guys. Well, we're going to play one more commercial. We're going to get out of here first. So, to my fellow hosts, my guests, thank you, J-Rob, for showing up. Thank you to the fans listening. Thank you, Robbie, the birthday boy, coming out to be on this special edition first episode of the New Year podcast.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
Louie. And thank you, Sonya.
Thank you for having me tonight.
Everybody say goodnight to the fans, and we'll go to commercial. Good night, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.